My dear people of God, Jesus stresses the message to all of us. I will not leave you desolate. I will be with you always. In today's first reading, refers to the story of the early church during the persecution of Christians by Saul, because of which the believers were scattered, and Philip set off for Samaria. Samaritans hated the Jews, yet when they heard the gospel, they accepted the message and were converted. Because of persecution, the gospel was preached to the Gentiles. Because Philip believed enough to sacrifice himself for God, many people who were crippled in mind and body were cured, and the people received the Holy Spirit in Samaria. Love marks and works miracles among the people who believed, and the Spirit becomes a source of power in their midst. The response of the Jerusalem church at the good news in Samaria is to praise God that His Spirit is given to all people, all sorts of people. There is no partiality between Greek or Jew or Gentile. To everyone equally the Spirit flows. God's Spirit knows no boundaries. We too need to rejoice today. Whoever, wherever we see the Spirit is at work. Coming to the second reading of today, taken from first letter of Peter, chapter 3, verses 15 to 18. Peter encourages Christians to give a defense of their faith when asked, even in the face of persecution. Persecution may come for those who follow Christ, especially to us in this present generation. We face all sorts of persecutions within the family, around us, in the community, but it is better to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. It is better to hold fast in our faith rather than losing faith and blaming upon the events that are happening in and around us, rather having true conviction of faith and believing in Jesus and coming back to Jesus. That's what we need to do. That's the same message Peter asserts. Jesus suffered for the sins of the entire humanity and for all of us, providing a way for us to be reconciled with God. Those who acknowledge me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven, Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 32. In the Gospel of today, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." This means that our love for God should not only be expressed through our words or emotions, but also through our actions, through our deeds, through our good deeds. We need to follow God's commands and live according to His will, loving one another. And Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit to be with us and help us. And He never abandons us. He never leaves us as orphans. We should depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us, empower us, and give us wisdom and understanding as we seek to follow Jesus. Jesus promises that he will not leave us as orphans, but will come to us through the Holy Spirit. We can experience the presence of Jesus in our lives through prayer, worship, and living in obedience to his commands. Jesus says, "Because I live, you also will live." In today's Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 19, we can find true life and purpose in Jesus. And therefore, we need to prioritize our relationship with him above all else. Love Jesus through obedience. God's love for us is demonstrated through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And we can show our love for him by obeying his commands. "Be loved by my Father," Jesus says. "He who loves me will be loved by my Father." We can experience the love of God in our lives by seeking to live in obedience to his will and by trusting in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. In short, for our reflection, Jesus teaches us to obey God's commandments, depend on the Holy Spirit, experience Jesus' presence, observe God's love, and embrace God's peace. May these guidelines help us to live a life that is personally fulfilling and pleasing to God.